What are we doing back here in my mistress's conjure room?
I wanted to see the scene of the crime.
Technically, Charlie is the scene of the crime, right?
Fuck, look at this place. It's like the IKEA for witches. Did your boss really organize her grimoires by color? Ugh.
Where did you wake up after the attack, Charlie?
Over there, behind the altar of pillows.
The altar of pillows is not a thing.
Ooh, but maybe it should be. Whoa, that's a lot of blood.
Technically, it's what we call a fucking shit ton of blood in vampire talk.
Is it all mine?
Yeah, every drip of dried up blood, I can feel your aura fading out of it, actually, and I can taste it.
Shouldn't I be dead then?
Yeah. Three or four times over, actually. Charlie, take your clothes off.
Ooh, good plot twist.
What? No! I'm not stripping for you.
I've never understood the concept of stripping. It's like slowly unwrapping a Christmas present. I mean, the whole point is getting the present, right?
What does a demon know about Christmas?
Well, a national holiday. Typified by rapid commercialism, overindulgence, and performative joy, lorded over by a fat, old, white guy who's allowed to run a global data mining system in exchange for handing out a few trinkets and toys? Demons invented Christmas.
Well, you can just cross my name off your naughty list. I am not getting naked.
We don't have time for this, Charlie. Look at me.
Vex, nothing you say will... Oh, your eyes.
Are you pulling that hypno-mesmer-charmy vampire stuff on her? How are you gonna make her strip? Make her think it's too hot in here or that her clothes are too tight?
Charlie, take off your clothes. Take off your clothes, Charlie.
Okay, I was expecting something a little bit more creative.
Take off your clothes.
I will, if you will.
Ooh, making popcorn.
You first, Charlie. Take off your clothes. That's it. No panties.
Panties are overrated.
Wicked witch.
Hold up your arms. Turn around for me. Slowly.
She's one hot little engine under all those mum clothes. Vroom vroom.
Yeah. She's very pretty. For a multiple stab victim. Look there, Sukasia.
Those scratches?
No. Puncture wounds. Almost healed.
The fuck? That kind of healing takes a huge draw of power.
Especially since you probably did while unconscious.
Are you going to bite me now?
Maybe later. Sukasia, there's something wrong here. Definitely.
Oh, Vexy. If this is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Ew. I bet she heard that in a Hallmark movie. We have got to introduce this girl to some good porn.
Focus, hell slut. How does an apprentice witch draw enough power to repair knife wounds?
Well, ask her.
Charlie, do you know you have the ability to heal?
I can heal, roll over, wear a collar. I can be your good little pet.
No, I don't mean that.
Still, perhaps it's something we should explore.
You know, I'm snapping her out of it.
Spoilsport.
Charlie, look at me. I want you to wake up. Wake up, Charlie.
I'm awake. Why the fuck am I naked?
Oh, well, the room was really hot and your clothes felt really tight and...
I wanted to check you for wounds, but you wouldn't do it before, so I had to. Charlie, you were stabbed nearly to death, but it looks like you healed yourself.
I can't do that. No way I have that kind of power. My mistress says I have almost no power.
Hey, you summoned me.
And considering that your mistress is probably the one who tried to murder you, I'd say anything she told you was fucking suspect.
Charlie, let's see how much power you do have. You said you could summon leech spiders and slimes, right?
Yeah?
Show us.
Oh, okay. let me get some chalk.
No. Try it without the summoning circle.
You want me to try it bareback?
I'm not sure if you're using that term correctly.
Bareback? Like riding a horse without a saddle.
You're right. We do have to introduce her to porn.
Trust yourself. Charlie, draw in the power like a real witch would. You're already skyclad.
Okay. Okay, I'll try.
That's it. Concentrate. Concentrate. Feel the power swirling around you. Gather it up. Gather it up and...
Bite my clit! What the fuck is that?
Oh, don't hurt it!
Hurt it? I'm staying the fuck away from it!
Oh, it's a red slime.
Conjured. Up out of nowhere.
It's not predatory. You're not gonna hurt anyone, are you, cutie?
I want my shoes back. Ah, they're covered in slime. Fuck it. Keep them. I hate sticky shit.
Oh, a slime's adhesive properties are fascinating. They're just sticky enough to allow prey to struggle, which triggers the slime's instinct to envelop. The more the prey tries to escape, the more enveloped it becomes. It's sort of like struggling in a spider's web.
Gross, gross, fucking gross.
Charlie, you should work on your targeting, but that was some enchantress level summoning.
You think? I mean, Pinky there is gross, but not very big.
Oh, but a slime this size, it can stretch to cover a small car.
Okay. Clearly, you're more powerful than Gwendolyn wanted you to know.
But why would she suddenly try to kill me?
Well, what's the last thing you remember?
Well, I was collecting her dry cleaning like I do every week.
Was there anything unusual about it?
No. She had dried mud on the hem of one of her white cloaks. I was trying to brush it off and... Oh! Oh my.
Charlie?
There was something else. A little toadstool. With a face. And fangs.
A corpse nibbler.
What is a corpse nibbler?
The name is kind of self-explanatory.
It's a predatory fungus that grows in neglected graveyards. They feed on dead bodies.
Yeah, necromancers eat them to get a burst of power.
Which is why my mistress and some of the other witches on the White Council decided to do something about them. Each witch chose one of the city cemeteries and eradicated the nibblers. There shouldn't be any left.
But what if Gwendolyn didn't destroy the nibblers in her cemetery? She'd have a huge source of power denied to others.
Listen, the Night Folk have been under attack for weeks. The White Council has been rooting them out of their lairs and labyrinths. But if the Gwendolyn bitch is dabbling in necromancy, that means everyone is going to be under attack. Night, day, good, evil, demons, saints, fucking everybody.
How do we stop her?
We don't.
But we have to do something.
Do you know what it feels like to have a stake in your heart?
Just when I listen to Patsy Cline.
Look, what if we could prove she's betrayed the White Council? Maybe they'll take care of her.
Okay, but how do we do that?
We check out the cemetery she was supposed to clean up. We bring the White Council some evidence.
It might make them back off the Night Folk, so I guess I'm in.
Sounds like fun. I do think we should be ready to rumble, though. You know, level up.
That's smart. Best to go fully prepared.
Energize.
What, do you want a Red Bull or something? Why are you both looking at me like that?
Charlie?
Oh, wait. Me. You need me.
Well, either you or we need to find some fuckable gnomes.
Charlie, you're already naked.
You know, why do people say naked instead of nude? Nude is so much friendlier.
Focus, hell slut.
Well, you know, if we're going to spy on this very powerful enchantress, I suppose we should be as ready as possible. Take off your clothes, Vex. And Suki?
I'm already nude, babe. Just let me drop the glamour. Lay back on the altar of pillows.
Still not a thing.
Are you going to bite my neck?
I've got an eye on that thigh. Open your legs. That's it.
Suki, you come here. Let me get my tongue inside you.
Oh, hon. If you thought succubus saliva was a great aphrodisiac, you're in for a treat.
Oh, I'm definitely going to want a sample for later.
Baby, I'm going to come all over your lips. Take as much as you need.
So gross, yeah. What are you doing with your tail?
Oh, just friendly little pegging, you know, for time's sake.
You know, I've heard of a 69, but what do you call it? A three-way like this?
An Ouroboros.
Like that snake that eats its tail. Yes, you fucking are.
Okay, now everybody change directions. Just kidding.
Focus, Helsla.
Focusing.
Suki, you taste. You
don't talk with your mouth full. Charlie, are you biting me too?
Well, you know, I didn't have any of this penciled in on my schedule today.
You're good at licking off boxes.
You all powered up over there, house slut?
I could storm the gates of heaven. You?
Oh, I'm bloody good. Listen, Charlie, I know you've got some mad skills, but you've got no experience of magical combat. If you want to sit this out, there's no shame in it.
I appreciate that, Vex. Now wipe my blood off your lips and put your fucking clothes on. We've got a white bitch to fuck up.
Well, my scrappy little bitch, aren't you full of surprises?